course. The recordings have already started, so welcome everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Jazz Teleconference on the 20th of April 2012. On the call today, we have Alan Greenberg, Cheryl Langdon-Hall, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Rafik Damak, Tijani Benjema, Baudouin Chom, Sébastien Bachelet, Cynthia Clanan, Andrew Mack, and Adam Peake. From staff, we have Carl Valens, Glenn Metangeri, Dennis Chang, Kurt Fritz, and myself, Matthew Peregrine. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. I would also like to remind you that all lines are open, so please mute yourselves when not speaking. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you, Natalie. Thank you for everybody for joining today's call. It was a long time. It was a long time that Charles didn't convene, but now we are trying to continue the work for the implementation. So just before starting to the agenda items, I really want to emphasize that for people to state the statement of interest or any kind of conflict of interest, especially now because we are going to review about the SERP selection, and also that people want to volunteer for us, the community member representative. So it's really important if someone he applied already for the SERP to state that, or I'm not sure, but just to avoid any kind of conflict of interest. Thank you.
Okay. Rafik, it's Sébastien.
Sébastien?
As you may know, the board decided that I am conflicting, and I will not explain in length here, but my purpose here is to help, and I have no conflict with the purpose of this call. It's really outside. It's not for helping the applicant. I am conflicting. But if that creates any trouble, just let me know, and I will drop off the call.
No, really, but it's more really related to the issue of today. It's not about, it's more if some people apply it for the SERP, to be in the SERP, so just to avoid any kind of conflict of interest. That's all, but not really. I understood about your statement, but I think it's okay. I don't see any problem. So you are welcome to continue working with that. So personally, I don't see any problem. Hey, Sharon. Yeah, please go ahead.
I have absolutely no conflict and have absolutely no linkage to any of the things that you're discussing. But I do have a concern about what you're asking for being declared. If I read Section 1 of what the CMR is all about in terms of SERP member selection, one of the things it says in the draft document is that CMR, in other words, the people that we may very well be talking to in some way, shape or form in this call will not be privy to the candidate identity of SERP candidates. And at this call, if you ask people to self-select and say, oh, I've put my name in for SERP, doesn't that somewhat compromise that? Now, if it gets removed from the draft, then there's no compromise. But if you have someone or some half a dozen people identifying now, saying, yes, I've put my hand up for SARP, then that becomes a farce.
I thought about that, the problem, if because we should not need to know about the identity, but it's still, I think, kind of problem. I am open to listen to the feedback of people. Just I had that concern. I wanted to emphasize that. I see Alan in the queue. Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, I would think if people have applied for the SERP, they shouldn't be participating in this call. And why they drop off is none of our business. But since it's conceivable out of this call, we will say that there will be a relationship between CMR and knowing who the SERP candidates are or selecting who they are. I think it's completely inappropriate for someone who will ultimately be known as a potential SERP candidate to some people be part of this discussion.
Uh, Okay, thanks.
That's something, Cheryl here for the record, Alan, that's something that they would be compromising themselves about if such a South candidate stayed on this call and the members of, and attendees of this call are in the public record. That would be a huge oops, but I'm not sure how we can fix
Cheryl, it would also be an oops in that conceivably they could be participating in setting up the rules that will enable them preferentially to be picked. So I think anyone who knows that they have applied should disappear quickly.
I agree,
Alan.
We should
have said that to begin with. We didn't.
Yeah. But self-identifying themselves to the rest of the group that stay is not the way forward.
No.
So the important is to avoid any conflict of interest. So people should, like, it's more to be, I'll say, more self-responsible and to act. I see Avery in the queue. Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I got here a couple minutes late, sorry. I had trouble spelling my name to the operator, and it took several minutes to do it. I don't quite understand this. I don't expect this meeting is picking SARP members. I don't expect this meeting is even setting qualifications for SARP members. So while I have absolutely no intention of applying for SARP because I think no one from Jazz should, but that's just a normative statement I make personally, I really don't understand why that they'd have a conflict of interest by being in this meeting. But as I say, sure, you want to be, you know, 1,001, you know, covered dropout, but I really don't see why there would be a conflict of interest, because I expect that all we're talking about here is the CMR, you know, and such. And obviously, if the CMR is somebody coming out of Jazz or appointed by Jazz, then that person hopefully is not applying for SARP because they were on Jazz. But I really don't see it. Seems to still all be meta level and not actually getting into details that have to do with choosing SARP members or certainly choosing applicants. Thank you.
Thank you, Avery. Alan, I think you want to make comments.
Yes, I do. I don't disagree at all with what Avery's saying, although I'm not sure we ever set a rule other than a self-imposed one about a Jazz person not applying for SARP. As long as this document still says draft, it could be changed because of whatever happens in this discussion. And I think to be squeaky clean, we need some level of separation. But thank you.
Okay. So, can someone please mute it, cause the noise? So maybe now we should go to to review the proposal, which is the first item in our agenda. So to review the proposal to implement the selection design and evaluation process. Maybe Carla can introduce quickly. I hope that everybody reads the document, but just to introduce quickly to highlight the most important part. Carla?
Thank you, Rafiq. Hello, everyone. And we have in Adobe the draft community member representatives document. The same document was sent to everyone on the distribution list. So if you are not necessarily looking at Adobe, that's the document we are going to be looking at. In this document, you will find a description of what we envision the community member representative's role would be. And basically, the role is in three areas. The SARP member selection, and in this process is the CRM to provide the input on the basically criterion process for the selection. In the SARP training materials, so we are going to have an intensive training with the SARP members, probably done via internet, remotely, really explaining to them how we are composing the SARP, what they are going to be doing, what is expected from them, etc. And then once the SARP is in operations, the CRM, the CMR role is to observe the process as a non-voting member and attend the meetings as observers. So this is what we are proposing for the role of the CMR to be. At this point, we envision, we don't know the number of applicants for financial assistance, and not knowing the exact number of applicants doesn't give us the final guidance of how many SARP members, SARP teams we need, and how many community members we really need. At a minimum, what we would like is to have three groups of SARP, so three teams of SARP that would be reviewing the applications. And in each of these three groups, there should be one, maybe two, CMR members. It was suggested that it's two per team, so we always have a backup in case the person cannot do it. One of the important things for the CMR is that in order to observe as a non-voting member, the CMR can really make sure that, you know, the process is followed and everything is going smoothly. So this is the main idea of the process as it is now. Again, more details about how the SARP will function we are going to be developing in the upcoming weeks, and we will be asking the CMR input on this process and criteria too. It is important that the members chosen to be CMRs can commit with the time that we are proposing. We originally said 3 to 5 hours a week when we have the evaluation phase, probably more as we do the criteria, process design, and review of training materials. We also ask that the CMR members do not have a conflict of interest and follow the code of conduct that we have in the applicant guidebook. In terms of the timeline, and this is why it's important that in this call we are able to actually appoint individuals, and that's my wish list, of course, that we appoint those individuals to be CMR members. And the sense of urgency for that is that we need to have those members selected this month so we can ask them to sign all of the confidentiality forms that need to be signed, and we need to get them on board with, you know, and start really doing actively the work of, or progressing with the work of the process and criteria for the SARP. I hope I covered everything. Maybe we have something that Avery or Tijani would like to add. Rafiq is also part of a subgroup that works with the board. So there's a subgroup that works with the board that is composed with Avery, Tijani, Rafiq, and Sintra. And they have been talking to the board about this concept and some of the other things that happened in the past month, too. Maybe they have something to add.
Thank you, Carla. We have already two people on the queue, so we start with Jenny and then Avery. Jenny, please go ahead. I think it has a mute problem. Jenny?
Probably muted.
Okay, so maybe we go to Avery and then we go back. Avery?
Okay, yes, thank you. Yeah, I guess I just want to give a little bit of background on that subgroup. As most of the Jazz group probably remembers, one of the strong recommendations that we made in the final report was the ongoing participation of the Jazz working group and its members in the process of developing what we called then the Jazz program and what's now become the ASP, the Applicant Support Program. The board, in its response to the Jazz Working Group, responded very favorably to that and actually set up this sort of three-party sub-team that's been talking and working together which as was mentioned, had the had four people in it. Actually, had something like five people in it. And what we is the jazz group was consulted about that, the creation of that group in the beginning. So the first notion was that we would put the two chairs of jazz, the chair of the at-large new GTLD working group, the ALAC liaison to that at-large working group, and that we then made some substitutions with Sintra and Alan taking the spot of Carlton and Evan, and then we later added Tijani to the group because of we wanted his basic help on the financial issues, the financial concerns, and the specificity of those criteria, because that had been one of the banners that he had carried quite strongly in the jazz working group. So this group has been working with the staff and the board, and as an aside, I mentioned it's probably an exemplary bit of how, you know, as an implementation is going forward, the staff and the board participate and include those that have had participated in creating the policies and really working hand in hand to create something, and the extent to which the staff and the board have gone to include all of us in this process has been great. You know, not that we always got what we wanted, and if I wanted to complain, I'm sure I could find a way. But the level of participation and give and take has been one of the best I've experienced in my time at ICANN. So this group has gone. There have been periodic reports both to Jazz and to this group about what's happening. As the discussion started on, okay, now the SARP and what do we do, you know, the whole notion was discussed of the Jazz group had recommended quite strongly that there be experts as advisors to some of these groups. And one kind of expert that was really conceived of is members of the jazz group, those people who were actively involved in creating this. While they shouldn't be the ones making decisions, because there may be a conflict between policymaker and implementer, but that certainly they'd be able to sort of give advice on, well, what was the discussion behind this particular requirement? How did this develop? What do you think people were looking for? And that kind of advice, consultation, you know, that they could give, being a valuable asset to the SARP team in doing their evaluation. So that's the essence where I think this developed out of, from those conversations of this group. You know, so, and in terms of jazz group specifically, and both jazz and the at-large new GTLD working group have sort of been participating in this effort, but still restricting it to jazz group members that actually participate in the conversations, we feel has sort of fall also under the GNSO Council's motion that the jazz participate in the ongoing review of the implementation. So, you know, that's sort of the light in which this has been seen by those of us in that sub-team and sort of the way I believe it has been reported to the jazz group and I also believe, you know, sort of approved by the jazz group as we've gone along. So I guess, I don't know if there's anything else I can add, but that's what I thought to say. Thanks.
Rafiq, do you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So I will comment on the document that Carla presented. Huh? First of all, Carla said that the minimum number of the teams will be three according to the number of the support applicants. I would say that the minimum will be one. If the number is not so huge, we can make the SARP working as a single group. And the advantage of this single group will be that all the members of the SARP will evaluate all the applications, which is better because we will have more eyes on each application. That's the first remark. The second remark is about the role of the CMR. I think that the CMR doesn't have shouldn't have only a role of let's say observer, really a passive observer. For example, for the selection of the SARP members, I do think that the CMR has to give inputs about the candidates, not only about the process, but also about the candidate, without name, without names, without identity. Only application, only the files for each candidate for the SARP should be given to the CMR to give their input about, the, or more or less their opinion about those candidates, so that it will not be only the coordinator and ICANN who decide on the list of the SARP number, members. Because the coordinator will have the whole information about the candidate, including the identity, and they will make the proposal, the recommendation, and then ICANN will agree or not agree on it. So I think that the opinion of the CMR in the selection will be important in my point of view. This is the first point. The second point, as it is presented now, only the coordinator will select the teams and will select the team leaders and the SARP chair, which is, in my point of view, not too fair. I think that a way to select or to form the teams will be during the training, ICANN and the CMR members will try to find among people who are participating in the training people who may be leaders, and they will identify them together. And also to form teams, we have to get balanced teams. So also during the training, we can find, we can see how we can form balanced teams together with ICANN and the coordinator. So I think that the role of the CMR must be more active, not so passive as it is defined here. Thank you.
Okay, Carla, do you want to, let's say, to answer, or then we go continue with the queue, which is quite long?
So really, I'm not sure if this is for me to answer. Really, this is a proposal of what the role of the members would be. There's some reasoning behind that. The selection of the so a few things. First is that we envision 1 to 2 CMRs for each SARP team. The number of CMRs is determined by the SARP teams and not by the financial applicants. But that said, if we have a high number of financial applicants and we need to increase the number of SARP teams, that automatically increases the number of the CMRs. We did not have the intention to reveal the actual identity of the SARP candidates. One of the reasons is because in the EOI that we released, we did not provide notice to those SARP candidates that their identities will be revealed, and we didn't not really, we don't have any consent to distribute anything. So we need to be basically cognitive of that and respect that process too. And if we just do something else, then we need to make sure that SARP members are okay with it in advance. The idea for the coordinator is not to select a SARP member, but to do a pre-selection, which means looking at some criteria and looking at the SARC members across the board and make a recommendation to ICANN. And we could remove the names of the SARC candidates at this point and just give some of the some of the key qualities that the candidate has, and in a few weeks we're going to know the financial applicant candidates as well, where they come geographically, etc. So based on those statistics, not necessarily on the specific names, we could draw some conclusions, or we could come up with a process. Also, I hear Tijani talking about the operations of the actual car. The discussion that we had before, and Avery and others correct me if I'm wrong, was that the CMRs would attend as observers. There would be no voting members. They would look at the process itself, but not actually evaluate anything. We also need to be aware that we didn't tell anything to the financial applicants or candidates that they reviewed before, beyond, you know, actual evaluators. So we need to just acknowledge that. I think that is as much as I can say. Rafiq, I don't know. There are several hands up, and I know Kurt is also on the meeting. I don't know if there's anything else that he can want to add.
Okay.
Thank you, Kurt.
Okay. We have Avery, Andrew, and then Kurt in the queue. Avery? Avery, maybe still muted?
Yeah, no. Sorry, I forgot to take my hand down. But since my hand is up, I guess I very much support the point of minimizing the role of the CMR to process and not to evaluation, largely for reasons that Carla just gave. Also, just because I believe the more walls we build in this to make sure that certain people are the ones that are seeing the financial data and not many is important, though I very much understand Tijani's perspective. I prefer to err on the side of making sure that the information, the very, very private information about financial wherewithal does not go any further than those mostly, you know, outsiders, but not necessarily, who are actually the evaluators. If we start making comments, remembering that the CMRs are supposed to be jazz working group, and this is personal belief, as Alan said, there was never a decision on this. If we start to make comments and participate fully except for voting, then in a sense, we are being policymakers doing implementation, whereas I see the role of the CMR as the policymakers being sort of coaches and advisors on consistency of the implementation to the policy, but not actual part of the deployment. Thank you, and this time I will remember to take my hand down.
Thank you, Avery. Andrew?
excuse me. Thank you for standing for the record. Avery said a couple of things that I was going to say. I think we need to have a fairly bright line between what the CMR does and what the SARC does, and avoid a situation in which we effectively grandfather ourselves in as kind of influencers in the actual process of the SARC. That said, I think that there is a good role that the CMR can play in kind of keeping the process on track and doing a little bit of on-the-fly evaluation of it so that we might make some suggestions as it goes forward. To the point about how many people are in both CMR and SARC, based on what we've seen, it is going to likely be a lot of work. My inclination is to say let's build a bigger pool because life gets in the way and people have things that they have to do, and it's better to have a few more people who are trained up and are at the ready than to have a few less. So that's my suggestion. Thanks.
Thank you, Uncle. Carlton?
Thank you, Rafiq. Are you hearing me?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yes. This is Carlton Samuels for the record. I want to give a couple of three things. First of all, I truly believe that the CMR's role should be restricted to process. As Andrew says, you need a bright line. It seems to me that we've been involved in setting the policy perspective, and to have us as evaluator, it would be a little bit overboard. That's my feeling. Now, that is not to say that we cannot do some evaluation, but it's evaluation of process. I would want an early warning. I think the CMR's role with respect to the Jazz Work Group is to serve as an early warning, like a canary in the mine kind of thing, for the overall Jazz Work Group. Having said that, the other thing is the number of CMRs that you might wish to start with. Andrew gave a good reason why you should start with a big pool, but understanding that you may not need everybody from the pool to be involved in the process. I think in terms of the team, you want a balanced team, and you want some folks who are online. As I say, they are supposed to be canaries for the process back to the Jazz Working Group. In terms of the leadership for the and the role of the coordinator, I am not so sure that you the coordinator's role, which is, as Carla said, to evaluate the SAP members' capability or their fitness or purpose, however you might look at that. There's a discomfort for me with the coordinator being the one responsible for the pre-selection evaluation of SARP. Yes, you might reduce the risk of canalization by having an anonymized list given to the coordinator, so he doesn't see names. What he sees descriptors, albeit they would be detailed descriptors of the personalities. But it seems to me that we need to be very careful about jobbing out this role to the coordinator as one. If anything, I would want a much bigger group to be looking at the SARP, especially if you can do them anonymized. It seems to me that it might be a useful thing to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carlton. Okay, so I'm not sure. Is Jenny?
Yes.
Still, okay, you want to comment? Okay, and
yeah.
Then we have Alan. Okay, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I have never said that the CMR had to be involved in the evaluation of the applications. Never. At the contrary, when I commented on the document about the SARP, not this one, another one on the SARP, I said that because I saw a certain role of the coordinator in the evaluation of the application, because they said the evaluation of the SARP will be reviewed by the coordinator, and I oppose to that, because I think that only the SARP members have to do the evaluation, and they have to appoint people who will get the support. Only the SARP members. Only. I never said that the CMR members have to have any say about the evaluation. But I don't think that the selection of the staff members to be recommended by the coordinator, who knows the names, because in the document they didn't say the names will be removed. They said the ICANN will give the coordinator all the EOIs. So in this case, I don't think that it's fair that the coordinator will make the recommendation to the ICANN, the final recommendation to the ICANN. I see that if the coordinator will make the final recommendation, at least he doesn't have to get the identity of the candidates. And I don't see any harm in making the CMR members also giving their point of view about the candidate without names, without identity. It is not evaluating anything. It is only giving their point of view about the staff members. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kenny. Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I'm getting a little bit confused here because we're talking about applications both for the SARP and the actual applications for the for support. So I sometimes when people are saying things, I'm not quite sure which applications they're talking about. I have no real problem if assuming it is not forbidden for reasons that Carla mentioned, with the CMR people suggesting to the coordinator which people would be good SARP members. I would definitely not want to see the CMR people having a real say on it or having a decision process. The CMRs we seem to be saying came from the or will come from the jazz group, and the jazz group was self-selected to people with very specific positions, and I think we have to be very careful that we're not hurting the impartiality of the SARP by doing that. If the CMR are going to participate in the SARP, then they will be privy to the applications, the applications for support. So it's not going to be kept secret from them. They may not have a vote on the outcome, but they will be participants. So, you know, I think what is being proposed is reasonable if the CMRs can be chosen before the SARP people, or at least a core number of CMRs are chosen. I have no problem with them being involved in the evaluation, but I would not go any farther than that. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. So I think we can say there is consensus that the CMR should most only really to evaluate the process, to be an observer, but to evaluate the process, but to not be involved at all in the selection of the SARP members. I think, okay, we have Alain in the queue. Alain?
Oui, merci beaucoup. Hi, everyone. I was wondering if it shouldn't be a major role, and maybe it's, I have read the document, but I'm not sure it's clear in there that the CMR have an important role in making sure that all the selection criteria in the SARP are respected. So in other words, the CMR would also act as part of the process that everybody, I think, as a consensus wants to limit the role to, should include quality assurance on the selection of SARP. The other point I wanted to make is that in the business of grant-making evaluation, because in fact that's what ICANN is doing, it's making a grant, it's a highly specialized area, and I think we have not talked a lot that I know of, maybe I'm wrong, about the terms of reference and the profile of the coordinator. So I think the other role that that CMR could have is in being an advisor to ICANN on the selection of the coordinator, making sure the coordinator is a top-notch professional evaluator, and besides all the other qualities he or she will require. That's the extent of my comment, Rafik.
Thank you. about the coordinator, maybe Carla can clarify how it will be selected and so on. What are the criteria for the selection for the coordinator? Myself, I cannot answer that, but maybe Carla can provide more clarification. Carla?
Yes. Thank you, Rafiq. We already have a party that can act as coordinator. This is a company that has been helping us with the designing of the EOI and some of the other things that you saw in the past months. The idea of the coordinator is to have this independent party between ICANN and the individuals, you know, and help with the process. It's not only a resource issue, but it's also because if you look at other evaluators in the new GTOD program, all of them have a company, you know, basically shielded, and, you know, they have a company. And this one, we really had individuals. So it would be it was important to have someone, in this case the company, that could coordinate, help train, help to draft these training materials and everything with the different SARP individuals and also with the CMR.
Thank you, Carla. Alan, does it answer your question? Or?
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is I do not question at all the role or the sourcing of the coordinator. I feel that the in a way the CMR should be a resource to ICANN also in regards to the coordinator, and the CMR should be a resource to the coordinator. But yes, I'm quite comfortable with Carla's explanations. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. So I guess, as is maybe said before, that we have consensus that the CMR will act as advisor and just to evaluate the process, but to not be involved in the selection of SARP evaluator themselves. So I guess we had some comments. Maybe if there is any change, Carla will update the document and then send again just to end that review. And maybe we can then move to the next item, which is to appoint the CMR member, the community member representative from CAS working group. And so I guess that it will be good to have volunteers. I'm not sure, Alan. You want to comment, or is your hand still up?
No. Sorry, Rafiq. I should have taken it out. Okay. It's from the previous.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Because thank you, Carlton. I guess he wants to intervene. Carlton.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. This is Carlton Samuel, for the record. I am speaking to the issue of appointment of additional CMR members. If most of you would have seen on the list that Elaine volunteered for one of these slots, and I just want to bring it to the members that you know, if there's no objection to that, that Elaine be added to the pool. I, as I said, as you know, that we expect that the existing group from the Jazz Working Group that's been involved in the conversation will continue. And because Sintra was vice me, I would expect Sintra to continue in that role. And so I think at the minute what we might wish to do is have another two, three persons that could stand up. Somebody in the business constituency might be useful here too. Thank you. Andrew Mack, would Andrew be interested?
I would do it, yes. I think so.
Okay. Sure. So, just to summarize, you, Carlton, was suggesting Alan, volunteered. Also, Carlton suggested Sintra and Andrew.
Yes.
And so I also want I know maybe it's a little bit too much, but I want to ask Avery if she wants to volunteer to be CMR. She was involved in the process, and I am confident that she will make good job there. Avery, you agree? Okay.
Yes, I put the green check. I definitely agree. Thank you.
But I was saying that those persons who are already on the team, Rafik, that includes you, would be volunteered for it.
Yeah, if we can, yeah.
Okay. So that's 5 persons. So we think it's we go till 6 persons.
Okay, I have my hand up.
Yeah,
okay.
Just make
Rafik and Tijani.
Okay, thank you. Tijani, please go ahead.
It's okay. I wanted to volunteer for this group, and it's okay. It's done.
Okay, thank you. So we have 6 people. Please, if there is any comment, any objection, please speak. Yes, Alain.
Yeah, you have enough for the initial group. I'm willing to participate should additional ones be necessary afterwards, though.
Oh, okay. So that makes...
Actually, Alan, weren't you in the sub-team?
I was, but no one's mentioned my name, so I'm just...
I think that was probably...
No, Alan. Everybody in the sub-team plus the 2 others that we agreed to.
Then we have more than the 6 we need initially.
Yeah.
That's fine. Not to worry.
I have no idea to be Sebastian, if I can say one word.
Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Okay, I am a little bit in a strange position here, being participating to the jazz and be member of the board. I think it will be better, as it was said, to have a bigger pool than the 6. But you need to start with this, I will say, 6 preferences, or to rank the people, and it, as it will depend on the number of applications who will ask for support, the number of people will be needed to be adjusted. One part of the discussion could be also to know how many one group will take care, and how it's organized to have a smooth process to be sure that each team take care of the application with the same type of behavior, not to have a more relaxed one and a more severe one. In that sense, I was thinking of the following, and sorry not to have put that before in front of you, but the idea could be to have, let's say, 3 pools or 3 sub team for the moment, and each one get a number of applications, the same number of applications, I was wondering if we can't give. If the team 1 gets some applications, it's reviewed by the team 2. The one from the team 2 is reviewed by the team 3, and team 3 by the team 1. Like that, it's not all, but it's 2/3 of the application who are looked by a team, and yes, it will decrease the level of differences. That's my thought, and I don't know if I am allowed, but if you want to put my name at the last name in your list, but really the last one, and if you need me, I will be happy to help. But if it's possible, I am not asking anything here. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. We have Avery and Tijani. Avery?
Sorry, I had that up earlier, and then I decided I didn't have anything to say, so I take it down. Thanks.
Thank you, Avi. Okay, Tijani?
Thank you. So, two things. First of all, don't forget that the members of the CMR doesn't have to get any conflict of interest. So, we don't have to nominate anyone who has a conflict of interest. Second point, as Sebastian said, I made the suggestion to the people in charge of the implementation that even if we have a lot of teams in the SARP, we need to have the criteria of the financial need to be verified and to be scored by all the SARP members, because there is not objective criteria, and it is only an evaluation of the evaluators. So we need at least this criteria to be checked by all the members of the SARP. Third point, I also made this remark for the implementation team. I said that as it is now, the criteria, we have only 3 points for the financial need, while the financial need was the origin of all our work, of the Resolution 20, of everything. So I think that the scoring has to be reviewed so that we give more power or more weight to the financial need. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Alain?
Merci, Rafik. Sébastien, I wanted to tell you how smart the proposal is that you made to have the cross evaluation. I think this is a very good evaluation system technique. On in terms of you working on the CMR, I of course hate to contradict a board member, but you know this process is going to result in a grant being made.
Sorry, you don't contradict anybody. I am not as board member here, but I am board member also. But you, no contradiction, and you are free to say what you want.
Obviously. No, I understand. It's just a matter of courtesy.
No worries.
C'est la pure courtoisie, Sébastien. But I think that you're going to, the board is going to end up directly or indirectly approving those grants. And I think the aesthetics of... you know, of you being both on the CMR and on the board, that doesn't work very well, in my humble opinion. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Just maybe I think Sebastian can clarify, but I think Sebastian, the board decided to have a program committee for the new GTLD, and so for only the members of the board who don't have any conflict of interest. That's my understanding is correct.
Yes, it's totally correct. And I am not a member of this committee.
So I think then you can participate. I don't see any problem in the that you can participate at CMR because you cannot anyway to participate in the decision for the new GTLD. And so...
Okay, Sebastian. Again, don't spend too much time on that. You can discuss that on the mail later. It's not so important thing to give my help, but if it's too complicated, it's not necessary. But discuss the other point. It's not the main problem today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Anand, do you want to make another further comment or?
No, thank you very much. I understand the generosity of the offer, and I have no further comments to make. Thank you.
Yeah, just because I was asking because your hand is still up, that's why.
Yeah, okay. I'm taking it down.
Okay. So we reached the 1 hour of this call, and I think we did the review, and also we appointed. Now we suggest this to appoint the CMR. I'm not sure if there is any other comment to make, or any other business, or any kind of objection. Yes, Rafiq, Carla?
This is Carla, just to make sure, on my list I have Elaine, Alain, Cintra, Andrew, Avery, Rafiq, Tijani, Ellen, and maybe Sebastian.
Please register my no. I've put it in the chat. I think it should be thanks, but no thanks to Sebastian's offer. We have 8 already, and I think it would muddy the waters considerably.
Okay.
And I'm clearly not getting that through on the chat, so let's make sure it is on the record. Love you dearly, Sebastian, but...
That's okay, Cheryl. No problem. I agree with you, and I withdraw my proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. I think Alan wants to make a comment.
Yeah, Cheryl has said it clearly enough, but I'll add another flavor to it. We're trying really hard to be squeaky clean and not do anything which will attract criticism. That one's over the line, so I agree with Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you. So, okay.
This is Carlton. I put it in the chat, but I have to agree. And in this case, I really dearly love the idea of Sebastian always trying to be more involved and take an operational role. But in this case, I think the message might be discombobulating to others. So I really think we should be cautious and not do that.
Okay, thank you. I think it's clear, guys. I think we can now close this call, and thank you for everybody for joining. I'm not sure that we will have soon another jazz working group, but it's always a pleasure to discuss with all the jazz working group members. Thank you for today, and see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.